There's a few things they say you should probably not talk about if you want to stay away from arguments. One is politics and the other is religion. And we're doing both of them this morning. We've done one and now we're having a look at religion in schools. Now, a lot of people now ticking, as far as the new census results are concerned, no religion. And we'll have a look at perhaps should we still be studying that in schools? Should it be something should be set aside? Should it be more encompassing? Let's have a chat with Greg Clark from the Bible Society, the group chief executive there. Good morning, Greg. I guess a lot more people selecting no religion. What are your thoughts generally on studying that in schools? Should it be there? Should it be not there? What do you think?
Yes, hi, Mark. Great to talk to you. Well, I think it definitely should be there. I think now is a more important time than ever for students to emerge from their education with a really clear grasp of how the religions shape people's thinking around the world. I mean, in Australia, yes, it's true that we are a country that's more happily claiming to have no religion. It's increasing census by census. But we are an anomaly around the world, really. Most of the world is very religious, and if you just look to our north, about 95% of Indonesians claim to have a religious view of things. So if we want global citizens to emerge from our education system, then religion's just got to be a really good part of their education experience.
Now with that in mind, Greg, there are a lot of different faiths, belief systems that sort of coexist here in Australia as in other parts of the world. Would you think it would be time that we open it up and have a look at studying most of those, or certainly most of the main established religions, so that people can get a balanced view on what's out there?
I think we definitely need to improve that, and it is happening in some places already. There's some great religious studies programs going on. The thing that's missing in the school system is the deeper understanding of how religion shapes history, literature, politics, as you mentioned, economics even. It's influenced the rise of science, and we've got to build it into the curriculum in a way without fear and with appropriate favour, is the way I'd put it. So without fear, because we just need to understand these things better, but we need to proportion the religious studies to the importance it has to that area. So if you're doing Asian history, you need a better grasp of Taoism, Hinduism, Buddhism than you do of Christianity. If you're studying Western literature, Christianity's front and centre, so you really need a grasp of that. I think, unfortunately, we've politicised the whole activity around religion, and fear is really the thing that's driving people away from learning properly about all religions.
So with that in mind, your thought being, if we learned a little bit about, all the main ones, and certainly in context of other learning, we might have a better understanding of wherever others are coming from in their thinking. I guess it's not something that has to be pushed on people, which there's certainly a perception that it can be or has been, and that's one thing that I guess you're not advocating for per se. But on the other side of the coin, we all studied maths. We had to study maths, but doesn't mean we all have to go out and become maths teachers either.
That's right. This is about education. And I think there's an appropriate place in schools for the teaching of a religious view by someone who holds that religion. I think that still has a very valid place. But we need to add to that this broader education in understanding of religious points of view. And we need to correct the strange perception that people have developed these days that all religions are basically the same. It doesn't take you long before you start looking into the major religions to see that they are all quite different, and they develop different views of life, different understandings of human behaviour, different societies. So with that knowledge, I think you start to understand the differences we see around the world and in our neighbours, and be able to have more empathy and get on better with people.
Well, that would be a good start for all of us. Thank you for that, Greg. A very interesting insight and an interesting take on what can be at times a touchy subject. Thank you for your time with us there this morning.
My pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
That's Greg Clark. He's the Group Chief Executive of the Bible Society in Australia. Religion in schools. It's, like I said, it's one of those things that we best sometimes not to talk about. Up there with politics and maybe taxes.